this is Passport to Texas. When feral hogs ingest sodium nitrite, it reduces their blood's ability to carry oxygen.
We are attempting to exploit that in order to use sodium nitrite as a possible control measure in feral swine.
Since 2010, Parks and Wildlife biologist Donnie Frels and colleagues have been developing and testing sodium nitrite baits to control feral swine.
What we're currently doing is looking at several different bait formulations that are hiding the taste of sodium nitrite and see which one of those are most effective.
The bait delivery system is one only hogs can access. Ironically, sodium nitrite is a compound used to preserve sausage and bacon. Although humans and most other mammals have an enzyme that effectively reduces sodium nitrite toxicity, Frels says he and his colleagues are cautious.
There are still a lot of things we have to investigate when it comes to using this as a toxicant. And one is concerns about residuals in tissues, secondary consumers, and how long this will last in the environment.
Preliminary results indicate low residuals in hog meat. So if a hunter bagged a hog that consumed the toxicant, the meat would still be safe to eat.
Because sodium nitrite is a food preservative, it is safe for human consumption.
It'll be several years before the bait is commercially available. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.